You're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go. Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. It's a trap door to hell, I'ma let them all know. You're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go. Mind keeps spinning, but there's
all right, welcome on back. Another episode of Trap Door to Hell. The reboot, as people have been calling it. 2.0, as other people have been calling it. I am your host, Travis, as always. This week we are joined by our good friend from a couple weeks ago, Hardy. What's up, buddy?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Good, good, good. Hardy's here on his redemption tour. He watched the one he was on last time with Donnie and did not approve of his performance. But I thought you did good, pal. Thought you did pretty good.
Right on.
Always looking out for you. Always looking out for you. So I guess first of all, first and foremost, off the top of this, is we're going to address the situation at hand with this curveballs and chair shots nonsense or whatever. Those of you who listen to both programs know that I guess Tyler made his first appearance after signing the contract. He told me to look for a new co-host, and he don't know when he'll be back on. He'll try and breach the contract, so don't know if this is a bit or not. If it's a bit, it's a pretty low-level bit. I don't see a real funny outcome out of it, but, you know, we're here. We're still going to do this. Also, if everything goes right, this will be our first YouTube video or YouTube episode. So those of you who are only listening audio can go to our YouTube page, Trapdoor to Hell, and check out. We should have the full podcast up on here, you know, working on growing the brand. New logo going to be dropping because Tyler, not my co-host anymore, apparently. So new logo again. Sorry for the third new logo. But you know what? No worries. We got Hardy here. We're going to have a great time. Hardy, do you have any comments on the situation?
In my honest opinion, I really, truly think it's a bit. I don't see any other explanation from what you told me. You haven't told me much. You've only told me a little bit.
What I've told you is what I know. So, like I said, if this is a bit, I don't see the part. When you're developing something that's going to be like this, and this is why when I first saw the contract thing, those of you who follow us on Twitter saw the contract thing, I was not informed before. So I went to Tyler to try and get informed before, like afterwards, like, hey, what is this thing? Is this a bit? Like, because if it's a bit, then it's funnier for me to know about it and come on here and act like, fuck you and fuck them and they're fucking stealing my brother. Fuck this bullshit. That's funnier for whatever end payout is. I don't know what the end payout is here. So I was trying to get informed. That's the only reason I say may not be a bit. Who knows?
Yikes.
Yeah. Well, but you're here. We're going to keep getting guests. We're going to keep doing this thing, keep growing. Hopefully we'll do. I'm working on doing one of these live where we got not actual camera. I'll be recording from my iPhone, hopefully, to try and do like a live sit around a table fucking podcast would be cool, but a lot of logistics into that. For now, we're on Zoom, ready to rock, dude. It's been a fucking hell of a week. Speaking of beef, I think it would be ill, like, you cannot talk about this week and talk about Will Smith and Chris Rock at the Oscars.
Yikes.
I think the funniest part for me, and most people, this is only for us, was finding out that Jared Fass was watching the Oscars.
I know, live.
He was like,
I had no idea what he was talking about.
I thought maybe he stumbled onto a Facebook post and saw that Chris Rock had slapped him or that Will Smith had slapped Chris Rock or whatever, but he's just like, nope, just came home and the Oscars were on, so we just kept on watching it. I'm like, you don't even know half the movies. Very, very, very fucking funny. But what did you think of the incident? I mean, there's people up in arms about it, talking about, like,
yeah.
I mean, I think Judd Apatow had tweeted that Chris Rock could have died or some stupid shit. People are calling for Will Smith to turn back in his Oscar, or the Academy to take his Oscar away. And then other people are supporting Will Smith, which I don't think is right either. What do you think?
Bro, I thought it was fake for like the first 24 hours. I thought it was part of the show. I don't watch that shit. So initially, I thought that shit was fake the whole time. But at first, when he first did it, I was like, fuck yeah, stick up for your lady, bro. And then I was like, you can't do that shit. That shit's uncalled for. You can't just fucking walk up on a joke and slap a dude.
Yeah.
You know the dude. Those were my initial thoughts.
Yeah, no, when I had seen it, so I initially thought, like, I didn't see it live. I go on Twitter. I start checking the shit out. I see what happened, you know, and I'm like, okay, well, first of all, the slap itself looks fake. But then you got to realize he's an actor and not a real fucking tough guy, right? Will Smith, unfortunately, not like grown up in the hood or any. I mean, I don't know his true backstory. But
West Philadelphia.
Yeah, born and raised. I mean, his mom sent him off to L.A. when he...
Bel Air
when he got in his first fight, but... Yeah, no. I mean, it was obviously, it definitely looked like a choreographed slap, you know. But what got me, which had me on basically like tilt from the beginning, like this might be real, is the reaction from the crowd when he sits back down and it gets uber quiet because he starts yelling. It gets super duper quiet. It doesn't keep rolling. Like, I get that this is a room full of, there's a room full of actors, but there's also directors and sound guys. Like, there's other people there. They're not all actors. Like, they all cannot do that. And if it was a scripted thing, I don't think they're smart enough to hide that or keep that secret from everybody in the crowd. Like, it was true shock on everybody's face. And Will Smith and Chris Rock's reaction too. One of the things I did pick up, I watched a breakdown video. I love watching breakdown videos, even stupid shit like this. Even stupid shit like this, I'm watching a breakdown video. This guy called John Boy Media. He's got a lot of followers and shit. He did a breakdown video, and one thing that I pointed out that I thought was interesting was when after he gets slapped, and Chris Rock goes, "Really, dude?" And then he goes, "I could." And then he kind of just stops and moves on. I'm like, it's a little thing. And if I can find it in here, I'll clip it right inside here. But he literally just fucking, he does it. I wonder if I can find it. And I don't know how to work this thing all the way. But share screen.
Bro, I couldn't take my eyes off the black lady behind Will Smith. She was basically speaking with her eyes. It was if you go back and watch it, yeah, she has like something on her hair, but I couldn't take my eyes off her because her eyes were fucking amazing.
Yeah, it was interesting. And the fact is too, like, he started laughing at it. He started laughing.
What the fuck?
A bit, what the fuck? And then she looked at him like, dude, that's fucked. I mean,
I have alopecia too.
What's going on, everybody?
Oh, could you hear that?
No.
You couldn't hear that? Let me see.
No.
I'm trying to find a fucking hold up. Yeah, you have alopecia. You know,
yeah, dude.
Did you see this too? When she came out after she first shaved her head, she said the only thing you can do is the only thing I can do right now, cuz I'm so sad, is laugh about it. So she can't take a joke.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was pretty dumb.
I don't want to embarrass myself.
Their whole fucking dynamic. No, we don't hear anything.
Okay.
Their whole dynamic is fucking stupid as fuck anyways.
Oh, Will Smith and Jada.
Will and Jada, yeah. Yeah. They're just fucking a mess.
Let's see if I can do share screen on here. Patience with me, people. I am working on it right as we speak. I would love to do this share screen. Okay. Ooh, let's see here. Oh, what is this? I could do. Oh, I could do this.
It's crazy.
Let me see this. This is an experiment.
Put it on your phone.
So, people, yeah, I could do. I think I could do. Will Smith. Sorry, people. Sorry, I'm working on it. This is experimental. I want to get YouTube down right. Okay, let me...
I need to get my iMac fixed today.
What's wrong with the Mac?
it got a little bit wet on the keyboard, so the keyboard's down. I bought a replacement keyboard, but I don't want to try to fucking replace it myself.
Okay, this isn't going to work. I got to do a plug-in for that. Okay, whatever. Let me... Oh, I wish I had... If I had dual screen up...
I wish fucking Chris Rock would have fucking slapped him, or they would have been beat. They would have fought somehow.
You can see my screen now, right?
I can. I can indeed.
Okay.
Mr. Beast.
Can you hear... Can you hear the...
For all of you.
Go to every computer in your...
Let's see. Let's see if I can find this. All right.
Everybody's laughing and having a great time. And Chris Rock's on stage and he's making jokes about all the people in the crowd and poking fun.
Well, never mind. We tried.
The video looks funny, though.
Yeah. Well, that's how you find it for all of you who are... Now I don't know how to... Oh, there it is.
What, you go to Jimmy? Jimmy did a thing about him? Mr. Beast?
No, go to John Boy Media. Type in John Boy Media Will Smith, and you'll be able to find that. I got to figure out how to do that more efficiently. It'd be nice to have during the pod.
You still listening to Rogan?
Yeah, I listened to the one yesterday with, who was it? What was his name?
I don't know. He sounded like a bullshitter, though.
He was like the security officer's guy.
Yeah, like at 21 years old.
What was his name? Gavin DeBecker. Yeah. I was listening to that. It was interesting to me that he came on, right? And I guess he makes security protocols for celebrities, right?
Yes.
And then like 90% of the time they were talking about COVID-19 shit.
Yeah, no. I think he was just trying to fucking kiss Joe's ass like everybody else tries to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'm defending you with all your bullshit.
Yeah.
That kind of shit, yeah.
You know, because it kind of backed up my sentiment, at least, towards it and what Joe thinks and what I think most of people normally think, right?
Well, the facts are out there. It is what it is.
Yeah, it just seemed like he had maybe a few facts on it, and then it just kept going in depth because he you know Joe Hill.
Yeah.
He hears one thing that's interesting, and then he's gonna ask right on top of it.
Of course.
And then he just keeps digging deeper, and then pretty soon we're not even, because I thought I was really interested to hear more about the protocol shit. And some about his backstory about his life, like that stuff seemed interesting. He let it off with like his mom shot his dad when he was 10, and then his mom committed suicide or overdosed on heroin or whatever when he was like 12. I'm like, let's figure out how the fucking backstory, but just went into COVID-19 shit again.
Oh, so stupid.
Are you still listening?
Oh well. To Rogan?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah, yeah. When I'm at work, I like to work alone, and I like to have something in my ear at all times.
Yeah, how's work going? I heard you fucking demoed a whole building.
Not a whole building, half of a floor.
Yeah, demoed a whole building by himself, dude. Crazy.
Jesus.
He was the wrecking ball, too. Hooked
Wreck-It
him up.
Ralph.
Like the old Godzilla video games?
Oh, yeah. I remember those.
Rampage. They're
Rampage, yeah.
That's the kind of media we need turning into a movie. Rampage.
Fuck, dude, we need to make another fucking Disneyland trip.
Oh, dude. Dude.
That shit was epic.
Have you seen some of the latest news out of Disneyland?
Nah, what's
going on? So in Disneyland, there's actually a ton of shit going on. They're remodeling and redoing a bunch of stuff. So, like, apparently people who are at the park right now are, like, upset. Half of New Orleans Square is all walled off. Half of Adventureland,
is all
blocked off, like by the Tarzan area and stuff like that. There's just construction going everywhere right now.
Well, they needed to revamp that fucking area, anyways. Yeah. That shit's been there since the opening.
Yeah. So, It.
Do you know what they're doing?
I don't know exactly what's going on with Tarzan. The outdoor play experience, but I know that basically Pirates of the Caribbean is just getting a refurbishment done.
They
did have that refurbishment maybe 5 or 6 years back where they took out, they turned the prostitute into Red the Pirate.
Well, yeah, I did hear that they were trying to get rid of all that shit where the fucking, the guys were chasing women down. They were fucking trying to grab them and fucking all inappropriate shit.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I was, we just started doing rewatch on the actual, the fuck's it called? Pirates of the Caribbean. We've seen the first three. Dude, I'll tell you what, if you haven't watched in a while, go back and rewatch. Davy Jones still holds up. The whole CGI from the Flying Dutchman is still fucking amazing. I cannot believe it. It's the third one goes really kind of off the rails, but the second one is just I think a elite movie. It is super.
I thought they were all good. Everybody's always hating on them. I'm not giving them credit, but I've always thought they were really, really good.
One's really good, but
especially for their time.
Yeah, for their time. Well, that's why I say the Davy Jones thing holds up. Number one was good, but the CGI kind of doesn't hold up. Like it doesn't really work, like the skeletons and stuff. But at the time, it was really good. Number two's fantastic. I think it's perfectly timed. It's great CGI wise. The script, the story, everything's fantastic. Ending it with Barbossa coming back down the steps, like to help them get Jack back, is a fucking fantastic. And then the third one, the problem I have with the third one really is, you know, of course the CGI and all that stuff is good, but the plot gets super, super convoluted. There's so much going on, and it's so long. We broke it up into two watchings.
Really?
Yeah, we had to watch it twice. It was just like we got through, and we were an hour and a half in and still had, you know, hour and a half plus to go. We're like, we'll just watch this another night. And then I haven't got to watch the other ones yet, but I remember those being poor. Just because they lean too much, the ones after that lean too much on Jack Sparrow and some of the other guys, and you don't get the Will Turner. What's her name?
I don't know, but you have to have Jack Sparrow. You have to let the people know who he is. You have to have the story about it's about him.
Yeah, you have to have Jack Sparrow for sure. But when you lean too much on him is a problem, right? Because when you're talking, when I'm talking about the best one, I'm talking about two, right? And number two has a ton of let me find her name. What's her? Elizabeth Swann, Keira Knightley's character, right? So it has a lot of Will Turner and Elizabeth Swann, and then when it does go to Jack stuff, it's really Jack bouncing off. Whether it's him bouncing off Barbossa, whether it's him bouncing off Davy Jones, him bouncing off, he's got that basic straight man. And if I remember the ones after correctly, he doesn't necessarily have that. And there's no other real story that you feel invested in that gets you there. Because I believe like one of them's trying to set Will, the son grows up, Elizabeth's dead or something, and tries to go set Will free. I got to rewatch him to truly give a talk about it, but yeah, but the fucking CGI, I can't get over how good that is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then also in Disneyland, they stopped doing gendered greetings in general. Did you hear about the whole walkout thing that they did?
No.
So in Florida, right? In Florida, Walt Disney Company, because they basically run that whole, there's an area that's their own county, is Walt Disney Corporation. So they get to vote on legal president in the states under the Walt Disney Corporation. They're the people who vote. There was a law that got passed in Florida. They call it, online they call it the Don't Say Gay law, whatever it is. So basically what it entails is that for kids, I think it's fifth grade and below, teachers are legally not allowed to bring up anything to do with sexuality.
Amen.
They're not supposed to bring up like relationships with mom and dads, mom and moms, what have you. It's to just stop confusion. Don't want to have to try, you know, if you're going to have to teach this, don't want to have to try and teach the other side of it. So that's it. You still there, Hardy?
Yeah, I'm still here.
So that's the idea behind it. But what are your thoughts on it?
It's a fucking messy situation.
I think we were mostly. I don't care about the law, like whatever. But mostly the Disney animation studios, right? In LA and in Florida, Pixar, they all did a walkout. That's the big thing here.
Oh, for what they do the walkout? They were in pro of teaching fifth grade.
They were against that the Walt Disney Corporation had voted that bill, had voted on the side of that bill.
Yeah, fuck.
Because they want to support LGBTQ, whatever.
And they should. They should. I don't got a problem with it. They should. It's just nobody should be telling your kid anything about any of that stuff, mm-hmm. period.
Yeah.
Because if you are a gay couple, you don't want them talking about fucking moms and dads. What if you have two dads, two moms? It's none of your business to teach somebody else's kid about that stuff.
Yeah.
So it shouldn't be brought up.
And they don't do like sex education until like seventh or eighth grade anyways. So, or I think that's when they start. But, you know, do it then. Like, address that stuff then. But,
yeah,
when they're that young, like, that's the last thing you need, really.
No. But, learn math. Learn English.
My thing is, like, it's fortunate for those Walt Disney Company workers, employees, cast members, whatever the fuck you want to call them, who could afford to walk off of their job and support, because you know nobody in the park has the ability to walk off. They'd be fired if they didn't show up for their shift and just walked off like that. There would be no, it would be dead. Right? Correct me if I'm wrong, right?
You're correct.
So luckily for those fucking people, they've made it well enough where they can do that and so show support or whatever. But I mean, does it really, there's just so many ridiculous thought going on right now. I mean, we talked about, I don't know if we talked about it or not, but like the transgenders in sport, we had the woman man win the gold medal, and it's like,
ooh, and that's going to piss me off.
What are we doing out here?
That's terrible. Yeah. Those poor girls have been fucking training their whole life, man.
Yeah. We have a men and a women's category. Why is it so hard to make a transgender where they can all compete together?
Have you ever seen any women who transition to men try to get in any football, the NBA, the NFL, UFC? Nobody's tried to do it. Why?
Yeah. I the most I've seen is like Jenny Finch at the 2006 All-Star game, like throwing pitches to Albert Pujols and those guys, which I don't think was real either.
Speaking of Pujols.
Oh, yeah, Pujols.
Hey, Pujols is going on that fucking retirement tour, huh?
Retirement tour, yeah. I kind of saw it happening when the Angels last year were like, hey, we're gonna let you go. We don't really want to do this contract anymore. I thought he was gonna go directly. There was two options, right? He's gonna go back to St. Louis to do that, basically, or he's gonna go and try and chase a ring. Which chased a ring with the Dodgers, right? Now he's in St. Louis, gonna end it all up. I think him and Yachty. I think these are the years, man. And Carpenter, yeah. They might all go out together. Because Yachty's kind of been on that, off that for a while now. You know, it's good for them. You know, if everybody gets, if Derek Jeter gets to go around and Mariano Rivera gets to go around to every fucking city and get their dick sucked, Albert Pujols deserved to get his pee pee touched too.
Yeah. Yeah. He's put the work in.
Yeah.
He's definitely put the work in.
Yeah. So it's exciting. But in Major League Baseball, there's been a couple things that are changing. One that I wanted to talk about. Which one should I lead off here with?
Elaborate on them just in case nobody knows what's going on either.
Let's talk about the Home Run Derby X that was just announced. Home Run Derby X, I guess, is taking place of the normal Home Run Derby this year. They're going to go like on a five-city tour or something like that. Let me see if I think I took a picture of it because I wanted to.
Okay. And the Home Run Derby is the fucking funnest part about the fucking All-Star break.
Yeah. It's the only part I didn't take a picture of it. So I believe it's
taking, we've all done it since we were 5 years old. We fucking love that shit.
That's the idea, right? We all, hey, we don't want to play a game right now. Hey, who wants to play home run derby? Who wants to go grab a tennis ball? Can't hit it over. Yep. We're too young to hit it over the fence. Go grab a tennis ball. Let's play home run derby. I don't know, and I could be, you know, fact check me if I'm wrong, whatever, everybody out there, but I believe it's taking place of the regular home run derby, and they're going to go on a 5-city tour to, like, Mexico City, London, this and that. But my big issue is that it's four teams: Red Sox, Yankees, Cubs. Was the other one the Dodgers?
Are you surprised with those four teams?
I'm not.
So what I think they're doing right here, I think they're trying to get young people across the world to learn the game of baseball. Mm-hmm. And it's a good thing. These are the biggest. They're sold out every game.
Yeah.
The most iconic stadiums, most iconic teams. This is a great idea in that sense. I hate it that it doesn't represent our A's, though.
I hate that it limits what. Yes. And also, it's going to be run, if anybody knows, like the NBA skills challenge, where it's going to be. It's not. There's not even. I believe there's not even a active player. It's a professional softball player. It's a ex, like a retired player. It's a player from the minor league system, and then finally, it's an influencer of some sort.
That's fucking stupid.
Yeah. So. That's what I'm saying. So I hope it's not taking place of the regular home run derby. I hope it's a thing that's added on, because I think that does grow the game a little bit. They put the plate on a rise platform. The mound is on another rise platform that matches, right? So plate, then the mound somewhere here, and then the field dimensions can change, because they're not going to be all played in ballparks. So they're going to be putting up walls, but they're also putting targets on the other side of the fence and inside the fence, like in the outfield.
That's fucking cool.
And then the other teams are actually going to have fielders out there, and catches, if it doesn't go over the fence, catches count as points too.
Like when we're kids.
So,
fuck yeah.
So that itself, I think, is a super interesting thing, because you can get somebody who knocks out maybe five jacks in the time allotted, yeah, and then all of a sudden they're like, well, I don't have the gas. Let me try and pinpoint one of these targets in the outfield. And then you got a guy who's out there who's trying to fucking snag these things up. There's not a full announce list. I know one of the guys participating on the Red Sox is for the Red Sox is Johnny Gomes. And then another guy for the Cubs, I think is Giovanni Soto. Or something like that. So
yeah, bring out the big bats.
We'll see how it goes. I hope it doesn't take place of the All-Star game. Hearing all of that together, what do you think?
I think it's a great idea. I think it's very good to promote the league in that way, especially to little kids. They don't want to see a full game. You know how everybody says the game is fucking boring?
Yeah.
Everybody says that.
Yeah.
So if you get to skip a fucking bunch of ripped-ass dudes to fucking hit the ball out of the park, and a Kyler Murray in the fucking outfield robbing all these fucking home runs, I mean, fucking perfect.
Yeah.
If you're still playing for the A's.
That's how you start it, right? That's how you get kids interested. You start and get them interested in these home run derbies and these big plays and stuff like that. And
get their mind thinking. Yeah. Get them fucking attracted to something.
And then you suck them in with the actual game. Once they're already bought in, then it's easy to get them to buy in. Because the game is long. It's not an easy thing. We love baseball, me and you both, but you know,
well, we grew up with it.
We can admit that it's a long process. It doesn't.
To the casual fan, it is boring.
Yeah.
So we see the things that they don't see.
Yeah, exactly. We for 100% we see the things they don't see.
And it takes time. It takes a lot of time to be interested in that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. What was the other one I had here in baseball? I'll pull up my notepads here.
There you go.
MLB announces that the umpires will be making in-game announcements regarding ruling rulings on plays, challenges, all that kind of thing. So think.
Oh, like the NFL.
That's exactly how I was going to say. Like, think of it as the NFL, but going on in Major League Baseball.
And I think that's another step on getting the casual fan to become a more interested fan, because they don't know what the fuck is happening most of the fucking time when that shit's just quiet. So this is a great,
Yeah. I mean, think of it this way, right? You're just a casual fan. You're watching the game. Ball's hit between first and second base. There's a runner on first. He's running towards second base, but there seems to be a slight hesitation. The ball knocks off of him. At that point, you've got to figure out if it was obstruct, or let's say the first baseman gets off the bag, or the second baseman, and the runner's trying to make the turn, and he runs into the guy, and now you're trying to figure out if that was obstruction by the player or interference by the runner. Like, and they make a ruling on that, and then they don't say anything. So you're sitting there as fan, like, why did that happen? If you're not sitting with somebody like one of like who knows the game, then you're completely lost. I also think this really does something for in-game, like when you're in the game. You can't always see that great. They don't always show the play in depth on the Jumbotron. It's nice to hear an explanation of what the fuck happened. I don't think this is going to limit umpires being yelled at, because people, we see this in the NFL. People think what they're going to think regardless. But
right.
But it's something. It adds to that experience of being in the stadium and watching.
Yeah, and it prevents the fan from turning the channel. Because if it's boring, casual fans will be like, ah, fuck this, I'm changing the channel. But if they actually keeps on going with the process,
yeah,
they're going to keep in tune.
Yeah, they could listen to the umpire, whether the umpire here and the umpire who's in New York reviewing a play, explaining what they think is going on. And how do they come to that conclusion? But it's also going to hold them accountable, right? Because they can, you know, they can't just be like, well, you made the call. Keep with the call. Like, I'm not going to overturn this bullshit, you know, whatever it is. It's going to keep them accountable, right. I think. Yeah. But, I mean, baseball's all over the place. They're going to be changing a bunch of stuff. They're already implementing the robot umpires and this and that.
How do you feel about that?
The robot umpires... I don't know, right? Because I think being part of I like the fact that you're not going to get like, yeah, everybody's watched those games where your team's playing a pitcher like Clayton Kershaw or what have you, somebody, DeGrom or somebody like that. And they cannot lie. They get extra, like they get pitches more than say a rookie pitcher or something like that, because umpires have respect for him. So, like, the ball is close enough, that's a strike. Come on, that's Jacob DeGrom up there. What am I not going to give him that shit? He shows me the respect, I give him the call. So, I'm happy about that. But I also do think there's something to show for the skill of being a pitcher, for being able to find out a certain umpire strike zone, right? We've all dealt with these guys before. Some people have low strike zones. Some people won't call anything on the inner half. I think that's a part of the mastery of trying to locate where his zone is and jumping on that.
Yeah. I think humans are flawed, so I'm 100% pro fucking robot, because humans are flawed. Jesus. They start to get fucking... You all right there?
Yeah, I got a booger hanging. I'm trying to fucking get it.
Pick that motherfucker. Eat it, too. Dude.
Picking it, eat it. First YouTube video, I'm just picking boogers. Yeah.
Nah, man. Like, I think we need a consistent strike zone. We've all seen the fucking strike three called to end the game. When it was a fucking ball outside, that's uncalled for.
Yeah.
We need a legit strike zone, in my opinion.
I don't disagree with that. I'm more playing devil's advocate of why this is weird.
Of course.
You know, but I don't disagree. I think that people are like, this is ruining the game. I don't think it's ruining the game. It'll make a more true game, speed the game along a little faster. And like,
there should still be somebody back there, but then when the coach challenges that pitch. Then we go to the robot.
I think what's in store, what they're doing, is they basically have a laser system, right? That sets up,
of course,
where the strike zone is. And then there's an umpire still back there, and he's got an earpiece in. And that thing, when the ball passes it, tells him if it's a ball or strike, he makes the call.
That's retarded. Why even have the fucking guy back there?
I don't know the logistics.
On the fucking screen, a strike or a ball, and let the fucking announcer announce a ball or strike.
I think if I were to say anything of why it's still there, I think it would be because, right, let's say we're in a predicament where the thing lags out or lags for a second, maybe, and there's a runner on base, and it's the difference between, you know, a strikeout and a walk. You know, there's some weird situations that could happen from not making a call, from not having
somebody stealing home.
Yeah, and they have to, or like there's a play going to be happening, but there's a runner on base. The catcher is supposed to be paying attention, but he's trying to figure out what the call is because the umpire is not calling it right behind him. Right?
Yeah,
he doesn't know. Like. It's just
no. It's gonna be something to work out. It's definitely gonna be something to work out.
Yeah, I think the way having a guy back there just in case things hit the fan is the ideal way to do it for now.
No, you're right.
Until they figure it out further, because you know it's just this is technology, and technology doesn't always fucking work, right?
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, they what did they put in, like smaller bases bullshit? I don't know. Some of the rules are ridiculous. Some of them are cool. NFL changed their overtime rules as well.
What do you think about that?
We're pretty soon we're going to be back at fucking stage one of this thing. Because what happened, if you guys don't know, overtime rules used to be first person to score wins. Then they changed it to first person to score a touchdown. If you get the touchdown, you win. But if you get a field goal on the opening drive, then the other team has an opportunity to go down and score a touchdown or score a field goal to tie, and then it's first point wins. Now, what's happening is that each team is going to have an opportunity to touch the ball. So, doesn't really matter if you win the coin toss, or maybe it does. People may choose to defer on the kickoff in overtime because if the team that goes up first only gets a field goal, you just have to score a drive and get a touchdown, and the game's over. Or if the team that gets it first scores a touchdown, you still have the opportunity to go down there, score a touchdown, and if you feel confident in your offense, you could run a 2-point conversion, and then you've won and if you get it, you win the game, right? If you feel confident in your offense, what's going to happen then? Then the other team who said I won the I got the ball first. I don't. We're going to end up back. I think we'll end up eventually back in a place, or we'll just end up where overtime is an extra quarter. I mean, right?
Yeah. I was all for them each team having a possession until I heard AJ Hawk talk about the defense's importance of stopping that play. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not giving the defense credit. We're only talking about the quarterback. So
yeah,
I think the way it was, I think we should have probably kept it.
Which way? With the field goal?
Yeah. You get another chance if you get a field goal.
Oh, yeah.
But if they score on the first one, you blame it on the defense. The defense fucked up.
Yeah. That's
and I didn't feel like that last 2 weeks ago. Yeah. I just started feeling like that.
You heard AJ talk about it.
Yes.
When you hear it from a professional player, it definitely rings in a different way. Like
it resonates.
Because you have to the problem is that the offense, and I think we've talked about this probably on Points and Doinks a little bit. The NFL the NFL off, RIP, I guess. Who knows? The NFL offenses are so good right now that people are starting to like forget about the defenses. Like, you even grade them on a curve, right? We're talking about defenses extreme, and we're like, hey, if they give up like 15, 18 points, like that's not a bad thing, especially in the league right now. That's a good defense right now, and that's how we're being graded. And I think that's how they're grading the overtime thing. Is there, but at a certain point, your defense has to be held accountable, right? Look at the teams who have won these Super Bowls. They're really, really strong on the defensive side of the ball. So, like, rewarding teams that aren't investing in their defense is going to, I think, damage the game.
Yeah, they're just making it a more quarterback-friendly league. What do they say wins championships?
Defense. Defense wins championships. Every dad everywhere is fucking cheering right now.
You know?
No, I agree. Yeah. I think it needs to go. I think it needs to go back to first team scores wins.
Yeah, and you're, one thing I wanted to bring up is I'm a Niner fan, a proud Niner fan, die hard to the fucking core. But these guys last week aren't giving the Raiders any respect.
No respect.
I don't give them respect because they deserve it. I give them it's facts. They didn't bring up Chandler Jones one time. That makes Max Crosby better. That makes the fucking the DBs better, the safeties. That, them two on each side, that makes everybody better.
Everybody.
And then Josh Jacobs, he's a top 10 running back. Nobody brought that up.
Mm-hmm.
That makes Carr better with Devontae Adams. The fucking defense doesn't know what to do.
Yeah. No, and that's the thing. Like, I was here. There was five people on last week. I loved it, you know, but I was
yeah, it was good. You chime back on.
I'm on every week. I can give my opinions on the team. I was gonna let them ride. I don't need to defend this. They were just fucking straight up haters. Straight up haters.
They seem like they got beat by the Raiders before. That's what it sounded like. Right.
I mean, the one poor guy was a fucking Chargers fan. So
hey, I like the Chargers better than the Broncos.
Yeah, I mean, that was my thing too. Was like I have to hate the Chiefs first and foremost, but I'm sure if I grew up in the 90s watching John Elway do what he did to the division, I would probably hate the Broncos more. It's, you know, it's about who your local guy is. The Chargers never really had no beef with the Chargers.
And that's what I loved about that podcast, that they were all diehard fans, and I fucking respect that to the fucking fullest.
Oh yeah.
They were all fucking diehard.
It was super interesting to have. I mean, shout out Johnny Rocha, of course, for coming on and setting that up. He was the one who
he's a G.
Facilitated that. It was really cool to have. One of the biggest news in the NFL would be in Tampa Bay, where Bruce Arians steps down or steps away from being the head coach of the Buccaneers. In lieu of going up into the front office, and now Todd Bowles is the head coach.
I think they're trying to make room for an extra coach that Brady requested. So Arian's still going to be the head coach. He's just not going to be on the sideline. And Bowles is a fucking head coach in his own right.
Yep.
So they're just building that shit up and fucking taking advantage of all the fucking taking advantage of everything they could take advantage of.
Yeah.
Put as much head coaches on the staff as possible.
Well, I think when you think about it this way too, Tom Brady in himself is an offensive coordinator. Like,
you know, he came up with this plan.
Yeah. You have Byron Leftwich. Is he still there? Yeah. He didn't get hired.
Lefty? Anyway.
Yeah. I don't think he got hired.
No, I think he got hired as a coach, bro.
Did I miss that? He might've, whatever. Whatever. Maybe so. I thought there was some, you know, disagreements between Tom Brady and Bruce Arians about how the team was being ran during the season last year. I mean, a couple times he came out and was like, you know, quarterback's got to be better. And Tom Brady's like, me? What? What the fuck are you talking about? So keeping him in staff but giving him a little less power, I think, is exactly what Tom Brady wants to do. Now you got Todd Bowles, the head coach. Todd Bowles' defense, one of the great defensive minds, I think, of this generation. Now you got him. He's going to focus on that. Leave Tom Brady to himself. Bruce Arians poke his head in whenever he wants to, right? I think it's just ideal for Tom Brady. I think that's plain and simple. It's more ideal for him.
I thought I read the article that Bruce Arians said that the decision was made because of Brady.
Probably.
Bruce
Arians ain't never shied away from saying shit. I mean, how many fucking people would talk poorly of Tom Brady as their quarterback during a season and a post-game conference? Yeah.
Press conference.
Press conference. Yeah, no, he ain't shied away from nothing at all, ever, I don't think, in his life.
No.
But it sets up a weird dynamic. I mean, that NFC South is a fucking nightmare. Like, there's nobody down there. It's Tom Brady's fucking division to win, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. But what about Jameis Winston?
The problem is I don't know what, because they hired Dennis Allen over there, and anybody who knows Dennis Allen knows that he coached the Raiders at one point.
And the Niners.
And the Niners too. Yeah. Didn't he start with the Niners?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was a coordinator with the Niners.
So I've seen good things from Dennis Allen and I've seen bad things. So I don't exactly know what that program's gonna be in New Orleans. Right, you still have questions about what the fuck is going on with Michael Thomas. I have no idea. He hasn't played in like 2.5 years or whatever the fuck it is, but I believe he's still contracted by them. Maybe he's had a problem with fucking. I think his problem probably is how he's getting compensated, but maybe he had problems with what's his name? God damn it, Sean.
Payton?
Sean Payton, thank you. It just kept going in my head. McVay. I'm like, wrong team, buddy. And maybe he had a problem with Sean Payton. Who the fuck is to know, you know?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't have anything else sports related, but what you been you been watching anything lately? What's been going on, buddy?
Nah, I've been watching the Showtime on HBO.
Oh, how's that been?
It's a really good series. It's really racy. It's really fucking over the top. I like that kind of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good.
I'm going to jump into that. What I wanted to do, so I heard an interview on Lights, Camera, Barstool. I forget the name of the actor, but he was talking about his show. It's called This Flag Means Death. It's on HBO Max, too. It's a pirate show, but it's a comedy.
I've seen it.
Did you watch that one too? I love it.
Yes.
I love it so far. I think it's really funny, and it's funny, not just funny, but it's interesting, right? Because it gets you thinking. Like, it's always weird to take these extreme things. Like, you think of pirates, you think pirates are this way, right? And then you get this whole other just weird point of view. Taika Waititi's in it as Blackbeard the pirate. I love Taika. It's so fucking fantastic. But I'm gonna watch that, and then I'm gonna watch the Showtime Lakers series. I want to do that. I also want to catch up. I want to watch Righteous Gemstones. Have you ever caught that?
Yes, I've seen every episode.
Okay,
it's fucking good. It's fucking great.
A couple weeks ago, people were talking about it when it came back. And I was like,
season 2.
Yeah, for season 2. And I was like, fuck, I've seen clips on this online and shit like that. I really want to get into this. So I watched the pilot episode and I was like, oh man, this is so fucking good. I love
this. It's so such a banger.
I love Adam Devine is just fucking hilarious, man.
Yes.
And the way him and Danny McBride go back and forth. And then you don't even think about it. You just have John Goodman in the background doing this fucking straight man routine. That's just it's so good,
It's gold.
Yeah. So that's kind of where I'm at in order. Watch that. But Marvel Moon Knight started up. So I'm.
Oh, Isaiah was watching that the other day. I need to catch up on that today.
So first, it was the first episode this Wednesday. So you're only one episode back. But dude, I. Love the direction the show is going. It's in that realm where it's weird. The character's strange. So I don't know. Did you watch that YouTube video I sent you?
In the
group of like the whole history of Moon Knight. Super interesting because I didn't know much about this character beforehand. So when I don't know much about the character, I always go to YouTube. I start doing my homework and shit like that to try and get a feel of what this show is going to be. And it's just super interesting because he's basically a true person with dissociative identity disorder, DID. Those of you who watch horror movies know it's a common thing, multiple personalities. So trying to establish the multiple personalities angle, and then this angle of like a Egyptian deity that's giving him this power, but not giving too much away. The first episode, dude, I think I said it in the group text, but it gives you a great feel for what this season is going to be without giving away hardly anything. And they do it in a fun way. They're dealing with somebody who's literally tormented by not being able to sleep, having DID, and doesn't know what's real or not. But they do it in a way that's serious, but at the same time fun and lighthearted. There's one scene in particular where they're driving through the mountains during... You're going to enjoy it. It's very fun. Very, very fun. I would, when you get off of this thing, I would fucking hop right over there and fucking watch that.
Yeah, show. Bro. There's a billboard right when I get off the freeway for work, right off the Bay Bridge. There's a fucking big ass billboard.
I see that billboard.
I thought it was Deadpool.
I see that
billboard.
Yeah,
I thought it was fucking Deadpool.
Yeah.
It looks like Deadpool, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think Marvel had kind of based him off of a Deadpool, Batman looking guy. When he first released, came out in comics, a lot of people were calling him, you know, the Batman of Marvel or whatever. That's kind of so one of the identity, you watch the video, so you know the identity that, for those of you who watch the show, the identity that you see in the first episode of Moon Knight is one of his identities that in the comics is a billionaire philanthropist type Bruce Wayne character. So I really think they dropped that from that to kind of keep away from the comparisons to Batman, and it works. It works really good.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah, super interesting. I'm very excited to see where it goes. A lot of these episodes are longer form. So I think most of them are over 38 minutes, but closer to 40, 45, 50 minutes, which, love it. Because when you're watching this stuff and it's super interesting and you get a 30-minute episode thrown in there, you're like, fuck this. I don't like this anymore.
Hey, I have a question for you. Are you still considering getting on stage?
It crosses my mind all the time.
Yeah.
It's hard. So I found Tommy T's in
Pleasanton, Pleasanton does
open nights, but they're on like Thursday nights and shit like that. You know, it
doesn't work.
Not right now. Not right now. It really doesn't. You know, got the children to look after and things to do around the house. Once we get more settled in and comfortable in a place, and I could, I would fucking like to. It would be nice to at least try it. I think I could get some laughs. I mean, I'm always jotting shit down. I come up with things all the fucking time, and I'm just like, let me put this one in the fucking notes. Hopefully, and then I'll go, and then sometimes I'll go back and I'll read them like a month later, and I'll be like, where was this supposed to go? It's super funny.
Remember, we were gonna try to create you a fucking YouTube channel like fucking 6-7 years ago.
That was,
just doing stupid shit.
Yeah, well, that was an interesting. I mean, I didn't think it was a poor idea because I was literally living a wild man's life, right?
I know.
I was literally doing it. I would do anything. I was drinking
just videotaping
all the time. The problem was always having somebody there recording you and paying attention, because we do shit and then you'd be like, God damn, we got to get that on camera. And I'm like, well, I already did it. What the fuck? I mean, I think there was like maybe three videos on him. One was like a double shotgun. One was like me singing with a paint roller with a fucking, when I cut my mustache into a Fu Manchu. Like, never left. Yeah, it would. It's a great idea. It's a great. I mean,
it would have worked.
Think of it this way: like, you got Barstool Sports. This is what these people do. Problem is having a cameraman who's willing to just shoot it and be on the ready, right?
Yeah,
you're not always there, and you.
No,
you'd be like, fuck,
chilling. Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah, I forgot we were doing something on Ken's porch. And I was
when you fell in the pool. Oh, that was a different time. Riding the bike and you fell in the pool.
Oh, that was hysterical.
Or was that a scooter?
It was this. It was fuck. What was it? I think it was a scooter. I think I was trying to do like a trick on the scooter, and I just lost the scooter from under myself and fell into the pool. And you're like, "See, what the fuck?"
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Yeah, going on stage though would be fucking nice. I mean, it's super, man. Like the thought when I think about it, it's super, you know, nerve breaking. But eventually, man.
And I think they only give you like 5 minutes on open mics.
Yeah, it's really short set. You know, and I get that everybody stinks there. It's just you don't want to, you know. Excuse me. I watch all the great comedians. Like, I really love stand-up comedy. I watch it all the time. I'm always watching these guys do podcast interviews, especially when Joe Rogan starts going, or when Bert and Tom get into a rhythm where they're talking about what some of their processes are and stuff like that. I'm like, man, I could do this shit. But then, like, the thought of going on stage and not being funny is absolutely terrifying.
Terrifying.
Absolutely
yeah.
terrifying. Right? I could do it here. I do a podcast here. If I'm not funny, then I just try and be informative, right? And I put it out, and there's no direct reaction. Somebody could text me and say, that sucks. But it's like, okay, well, it's out there still. What are you going to do, you know? Once I put it out into the world, it's there.
Johnny Rocha, get him help on stage. Rocha, get you on stage. I know it. Johnny would do it.
I that motherfucker would drive up. And he'd be like,
I know.
I'm going to do a show. I'm going to drive up. for a 5-minute open mic set. Yeah. I eventually it'd be fucking cool to do. But, you know, got to fucking get those nuts too. Got to get those nuts to fucking just go do it. Yeah. Interesting. But what else you got going on, brother?
I don't got much going on, man. Yourself?
Fuck, man. I was trying to think of stories that I heard that happened this week, and there's not fucking shit. Usually I have something to talk about. Like, I mean, the other day I was out at work and I heard a big old fucking bang, and then I hear the fucking siren go off. I go, somebody bapped. Like, that's it. That shit happens all the time. I get sideshows all the time by my work. I work on, like, Crackhead Alley. It's fucking great, dude. Just fucking abandoned RVs and shit all up and down the block.
Prosties?
No prosties. No prosties.
No. I would have pulled up real quick. Hey, so did you give your top three movies when Rudy was on, or did you just ask him?
I think I gave a brief of what, like, my top three and my best three would be. Trying to remember what they were, though. That's the hard thing.
They weren't that top then.
I'm trying to remember exactly. No, because if I don't write it down, my list will change, right?
Yeah, I know. That's how I am, too.
I think my
right now, if I think of top three right now, it would fucking be different tomorrow.
I think my top three was, like, Django Unchained is usually up there. It's like Django.
You like that?
I love Django Unchained. Love
You're fucking
Django.
Racist.
I'm not racist. The black guy wins.
The black guy wins
in the end. Like to see Will Smith go try and slap Django.
Oh, not gonna go well.
I think it was like Django Unchained, like Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1 or Thor Ragnarok, and then I think I threw a Pixar movie in there. I think I might have said like Toy Story or something like that. Yeah. And then on like the best side, I said like The Godfather Part 2, Pulp Fiction, Avengers Infinity War, Toy Story. Like those movies are like the best of all time. They're so good. But yeah. Yeah, you ever watch any of the
Any of what?
You watch The Godfathers, right?
Yes.
Yeah. What do you think? Some of the best film of all time?
They're okay. They're great.
Could never get my other co-host to watch The Godfather.
Yeah, I know. I was just about to ask. Is that real?
That's real. He's never seen him. Never.
Yeah, he's young, though. He's really young.
I'm young, too.
Blow would be in my top three. Blow.
That's the one with Johnny Depp. Yeah. Yeah. I do like that Blow. One. That's interesting.
Enter the Dragon, the Bruce Lee story.
Yeah, I don't.
Not the original ones. The ones that depict him. The one that depicts him. Yeah.
I don't like Kung Fu. And probably
goofy movie. No, it's not. It just shows him from a baby.
Oh, okay.
And
Okay.
And it's not really him acting.
Okay, all right. And what, Goofy movie?
I love the Goofy movie.
We just watched an extremely goofy movie the other day. God, is that so much fun. I forgot how much I used to watch that one when I was a young boy. Because it had the X Games stuff in there, but the original is a classic.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what they're releasing? Funko is releasing a Goofy movie. So kind of like this, right? So this is the Black Sabbath album, right? It's got a little pop inside, and that's the album. That's what the album cover looks like, that background. So they're doing it for the Goofy movie VHS. So it's going to have the Goofy movie cover in the background, and there's a little Funko Pop of Goofy casting. I'm going to buy it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to get that.
Because
I have the pin, the Disney pin with the VHS of the Goofy movie.
Yeah.
Dude, that's so cool. So fucking cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a brand new Goofy. You'll like this one. You like this one right here. Those of you listening at home.
That is dope.
Three Musketeers. Yeah. Fall convention. Yeah. Yeah. Dude, I've been trying to still collect these things, but save money is a very, very difficult thing to do.
Always, bro.
I have this app. It's called Whatnot, and I tell everybody else who I know collects, I tell them about the app because it's really, really, really interesting. You can load your collection in there. You buy and sell. I've sold some of the ones that I'm getting rid of for like, I've made about $50 at this point, which good deal, I think, you know. And it clears shelf space. I mean, the ones that I had that were getting rid of were sitting in a box. But they do like auctions, live auctions and stuff like that. So one of the nights Laura was watching her show. I cleaned the dishes and I'm like, I'm going to put this one on. And I'm like, well, they're auctioning off some Disney glitter stuff. The diamond edition.
You clean the dishes?
What's up?
You clean the dishes?
Mm-hmm. I don't.
You fucking Nazi.
I don't.
I wash the dishes. Nobody says that.
I clean the dishes.
All right, keep going. Diamond edition.
Wait. What's so weird about me saying I clean the dishes?
I already went through it. I wash the dishes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I clean the dishes and then. So he was getting rid of some diamond edition stuff. And I was like, well, I got to hop on to see what those go at. I set myself at a $50 limit. Like, don't go over $50 on this thing. Laura then comes to bed and she's like, what are you doing? And I go, well, I'm waiting for them to auction some of this stuff off so I can see if I can get it. There are a couple of diamond editions that passed, but they were vaulted and they were going to be too expensive. They're going to blow my price range out because sometimes they'll go for more than what the estimated value is, you know? So then I, you know, waited till the end, which was like fucking 2 hours. So it's 11 o'clock when I finally won these things. But she's like, oh my God, I'm like interested in buying those. The rush of auctioning these off was fucking crazy. I'm like, oh my goodness. You're going to make me broke, dude. We can't do this all the time. I just did this because I
got her hooked.
Yeah. I got a couple good ones, though. There's one Bell Diamond Edition. Absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. I can't read
it right
now.
What does Diamond Edition mean?
Yeah, so I'll grab some of these. So, for example, this is the Maleficent Diamond Edition. And you can see, and everybody who's not watching, sorry, but you see the diamonds in there? Or like the
I see a sticker.
The sparkles. Here, let me pull it out. Oh, my God, I'm opening the box. Ugh. See it better.
I'm not buying it now. Fuck that.
I wouldn't get rid of this one either. I love this one. See? So the normal one doesn't have all that sparkle shit on it.
Okay.
Yeah. I love that. They're really cool looking. So that's I get those. I like the sparkle. I'm a little bitch, dude. I got two aerials at this point. But then there's non-diamond edition glitter ones, which I got one of those. What are you laughing at, dude?
It's funny. I'm a little bitch.
So this is the one, and I got this one for cheap because it was damaged, or cheaper because it was a damaged box. This is non-diamond edition, but glitter aerial.
Oh, this is terrible radio.
Showing off all my... Well, this is on YouTube now, so... And you can see her dress is not that like real sparkle glitter shit, but it is sparkle. That's inside the epoxy, which is kind of a like see-through pink. Next week I'm gonna have to do the podcast in front of the horror shelf to be like, I have dude stuff too, everybody. I don't just have a bunch of princesses. Please get the hate off of me. But how's your bobblehead collection going?
It's been very stagnant.
Yeah.
It's fucking no games.
Yeah. Yeah.
I only collect stadium giveaways.
Yeah. I don't have, yeah, I was, I have some, I just feel like this is how I do, how I get when I'm collecting, right? I want to have a certain set of some. So I've missed stadium giveaways, and I feel like I need to throw the whole set away because I don't have that. That's how I personally feel. Like, it's super difficult for me. It takes a lot, like, for these. Like, that's why I'm like, I want to get all the Diamond Edition ones. It's one of my things. I want all of them. Need to have all of them. I go into, like, Star Wars or, like, the Marvel stuff behind me here. And, like, it stopped me. Like, these ones, these gold ones that I have, the Hulk, and I have a gold Black Widow. But they have a whole set of these for every single character at this time, all in gold, that you can see on the back here. It takes everything in my body not to buy every single one of them. But yeah, it's just strange. So,
and
like,
you got a Funko Pop shirt on, right?
Yeah.
Damn, dog. You ain't fucking around.
I don't. I love this shirt. This is a really good one. I picked up this one, and then I have a Darth Maul Funko Pop shirt. Dude, I have a Captain Marvel Funko Pop shirt too. Yeah, that's right. And that one of the other Diamond Edition Aerials that I bought actually came with a shirt, but I didn't get it in my size, so I didn't keep it. I gave that one away. I think I should have kept it on.
Hey, bro, yesterday I got fucking tricked so many times on April Fool's. It was fucking ridiculous.
Oh, my God. How about the NFL fucking
trade? Fuck Jared. Fuck, don't bring him up. Fucking cock sucker.
Jared shit.
I'm like, congratulations.
Jared texted us like early in the morning and said he won like $10,000 at fucking, what was it, bingo?
Early. Yeah, he's never up early. That's why I thought it was like 6 our time.
Yeah, and then he said he went in for an interview, even though he just got that job driving like dump trucks or something in Oklahoma. And he said that the people at the interview were like, "You got the job, April Fools. We'll call you next week." Like, is
damn.
And what I was trying to think of was like, what's a relatable holiday? Like Oklahoma treats April Fool's Day like. Like Southern California treats Cinco de Mayo or something. So I was trying to think of something like that. It'd be funny to say because it seemed like everybody was just like fucking on edge out there. Like, ooh, April Fool's Day coming up. What else did you get got by?
Tyrann Mathieu signed a 3-year deal with the 49ers for $50
million. That was
I fake? Was showing everybody at work, yeah.
Oh, no. There was a... fuck, what was some of the other stuff I seen online? I got by a Lights, Camera, Barstool. So they posted... One of their running bits that they do is they had this fucking TV show that was on for like half a season on like NBC or some stupid shit. It's called The Slap. And the trailer was literally like a kid's birthday party, and somebody's like, "Hey, keep your hand off my daughter," like going to, like, there's a little boy bullying his daughter, and then he slaps the kid, and then the rest of the adults start coming over, and he starts slapping them one by one. It's like a joke thing. So they posted,
I remember that.
They posted a new trailer for Thor: Love and Thunder, and they started off, and I'm like, okay, well, it's like a little clip of Thor and Star-Lord going back and forth, and then the title card goes, and then they just faded into that video, and I'm like, oh, they got me good.
Yeah, fuck April Fools.
Yeah, and then there was some other shit I seen, like of people signing, and I was just like, what I was doing was I was going directly to Ian Rappaport's page every time. I'm like, if Rap Sheet didn't report on it, didn't happen. I was like, it's easy. There's a couple things you can do to dispel that. And fuck, I got huge, big time yesterday. I mean, I don't see the payoff in this because it just made more work for Laura. But she texted me like early in the day, said she went out on a pantry run for the hotel, right, to get snacks for their pantry. And then she's like, I found some cake mix, some gluten-free cake mix. I'm going to come home and make some cake pops. And I've got some cookies. I'm going to make some cookies for you guys. And I'm like, fuck, yeah, now we're talking. I'm going to get some fucking treats out here, my boy. Some fucking treats. I come home, and she's like, my mom wants to see you guys all eat these cake pops. They can't be bad. There's this little girl that her mom knows who's starting her own bakery, and she does gluten-free, and she does gluten-free cake pops, which for me don't matter. For them, they're all fucking celiac, so just for people at home. So I fucking take a bite into this thing, and I'm like, why the fuck is it so hard? Because it's like literally, it's covered in white chocolate and sprinkles, and I look down, and it's a fucking Brussels sprout covered in white chocolate and sprinkles. And I'm like, I couldn't even bite through it. So like, like she's like, damn, I thought you would like throw up or something. I go, I couldn't even bite through it. It was so cold. Like,
she was trying to get you to throw up.
She just did. She just dipped a bunch of Brussels sprouts and white chocolate for the bit. I was like, this is pretty funny, but you know, seems like a lot of work for this bit. It was
yeah, good. What the fuck?
And then the cookies were real, so I was happy. Dude, great cookies though. Iced like with white chocolate and sprinkles. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Did I read something right that you said you liked Frosted Flakes and Fruity Pebbles with extra sugar?
Yes, I always put extra sugar in my...
Fuck, you're gonna make me throw up.
What do you mean?
That's too much sugar, dog.
No, dude, it's good.
You're gonna kill yourself, bro.
I don't hardly eat cereal, so I probably haven't done this in maybe 2 or 3 years. That's probably the last time I had a bowl of cereal was 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, that used to be my go-to for like my first 25 years, and I haven't ate one in like 15 years.
Yeah, I don't care. Every once in a while, I'll be like, I want some cereal. What I'll do is I'll just go in, I'll grab a handful of it dry, and just eat some of that.
That's the best.
And then I'm done. And then I'm like, I don't want cereal. I don't want the milk.
I don't need the milk.
I don't want the milk. Were you, when you were a kid, did you drink the milk?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, see, no, I wouldn't even do that.
That was the best part.
Yeah. When I was like in high school and just after high school, I get stoned as shit, and that was my favorite treat though. I get fucking loaded, and then I'd fucking take like a fucking popcorn bucket and just fucking fill it up with cereal, and then you just sit there in the room watching like Chappelle's Show, just eating that shit. It was so good. It was like, okay, well that's a good treat, but yeah, no, dude, it's Easter season. Have you seen all the jelly beans?
Yes.
So every year now, it's become a thing if I go out and I try and find, because I, you know, for the longest time, it was Jelly Bellies or it was just whatever regular jelly beans, like mystery, like the basic ones. It's like red, blue, green, whatever, cheap shit.
No flavor.
Yeah, no, nothing really to it. So, like, I think it was maybe like 5 or 6 years ago, I can't remember, was when a Starburst?
Oh, I've had those. Yes, released, yes, you're understanding right.
Yeah, released their version of jelly yes. beans. But
yes, and, I get them every time.
And they're really good. They are really good. I like the Fave Red bag. That's my favorite.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That's my favorite. But it's become a challenge to me. Every year I go out and I try and find different weird flavors. So I found a couple new ones for this year that people you need to try. One, the first one I found is Sour Patch Kid Watermelon Jelly Beans. Just as good, if not better, than the Sour Patch Kid Watermelon Candies themselves. And then two, Branches. You know the Branches candy brand?
Yeah.
Funfetti Jelly Beans. These are top tier. If you like sweets, if you like that shit, you gotta get the Funfetti ones. They are amazing. Amazing. But there's been also a lot of Ty sent me the other day that Sour Patch released another fruit flavor, peaches. And then Josh came home and gave some to Nicole the other day. She sent us a picture. I'm like, holy shit, you found a bag of that? She goes, you guys already knew about this? I go, of course I already knew about this. I'm up on the candy news. I'm always up on the candy
news. I'm already on it.
I go, I've been looking at every store I walk into trying to find these so far. So, but it was... So I'm going to try some of those peach ones on Monday. But from what I hear, it's just as good, if not better, than like Peach O-Rings, which I think is a top-tier chewy candy.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, yeah,
like the fruity candy, I should say, opposed to chocolate.
100%.
That's my favorite. And I'm always finding this weird hole-in-the-wall shit. Like, I don't know if I told this on the podcast, but a few weeks ago when I was over at... Vicky's house for Monday before bowling league bowling, I said, Puffy, I want to go get a Slurpee. Let's go over to 7-Eleven. So I go over there and I'm like, awesome. One of my favorite new candies is they have the it's like the Airhead Rope Bites, and they're like,
they come in like little nerds.
No, those are like the nerd clusters.
Yeah.
These are like, if you've ever seen a sweet, so the best one is not the Airheads one. The best one is the Sweet Tart ones. It's Sweet Tart Bites. So they have the Sweet Tart ropes, which is in a longer bag, right? And they're individual ropes. You take them. But the ones that come in the little bag are little nubs, and they actually have like granulated sugar on them. They are so really? Fucking good. So good. Airhead makes a similar one. I think the Sweet Tart ones are better. They have a very berry bag that I get. It's elite candies. Elite candy. So I grab the bag. I bring it. And Puffy's making fun of me. Happy birthday, Puffy. I'm going to his birthday party later, too. Him and Little Rudy. Little Rudy on 2 weeks ago. But
you just hit yourself in the head?
I hit myself in the hat. So he's making fun of me in front of the thing. He's like, out of all the candy, this is what you choose? And I go, you little shit, you've never even tried this. This is the fucking best candy here. And he goes, no, it's not. It's mid. It's mid. Keep saying that. It's mid. I'm like, you don't fucking know shit. We get back to the house. I'm going to give you some. You're going to try it, right? So we get back to the house. I go, here, try some. And he takes like 3 or 4, puts them in, eats them. And he's smiling at me, and he goes, mid. And I'm like, you are fucking full of shit, and you're fucking around with me. And then he starts doing this about every 15 minutes. Can I get a couple more of those? I want to try them. I don't think I tried them right the first time. This man ate half the bag. Half the bag. Puffy. Trying to get Puffy on the show, but he wants to be paid like Ty Gundy, I guess. So that ain't going to happen here.
Yeah. So you going to pay me?
No, sorry, but you know, hey, you know what I'll do?
No, I'm not about that.
If I get over 100 views on YouTube of this video, I'll pay you $50.
I don't want $50, man.
No, see, you're gonna do that to me.
I know. I'm gonna make you feel like shit.
You always do that shit. Sprite. Love this cup. It's a little like one of these aluminum steel.
Oh, it keeps it cold. One of these steel really pines. Cold.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's not like, you know, because there's no lid on it. So it's not like a Yeti. But I like it for like Sprites and sodas because I like my Sprite to be super cold. I always put ice in it.
Of course.
But I don't want to have to constantly clean out the lid and the crevices and shit of putting soda in it. It's a pain in the ass. So I get this little steel pint.
Where's it from?
I got this one at a biking store in Mount Shasta when I was camping.
Mount Shasta, okay.
You can go to this website. It's Clean Industries. Or sorry, Clean
another promo.
Clean Canteen. It's with K's online, and they sell them. But yeah. You don't get the cool design. I found that one in the biking store. I was like, fuck yeah, I gotta get that shit. Bitches, yeah. I'd be loving shopping, as you can tell from my my Princess Diamond Edition Funkos. I'd be loving shopping.
Bruh.
what do you got going on this weekend? What's the fucking plan, buddy?
Absolutely nothing, man. I don't got any kids, so I'm just fucking relaxing, get some shit done around here. Enjoying my weekend.
Yeah.
Just chilling.
For sure. That sounds like a good time, man. Especially because you demolished the whole building by yourself. So you want to get that rest.
It doesn't sound like it, but I work hard. I fucking work hard.
Oh, I know you work hard, dude. You ain't no joke, brother. I've known you for a long time. You ain't never been about it. Little preview for next week. Next week is going to be an absolute banger, everybody.
I'm waiting for Vicky to come on. Who's coming on next week?
Next week is Donnie. Next week is when Donnie said he's gonna come on again. You're gonna come back on for that, right?
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know what to ask.
Yeah. Donnie is coming back on next week to talk about hopefully not just be weird and not make any points again. Hopefully you should be making
points. He's so entertaining. He's so fucking entertaining.
Oh, dude, he's
great.
When
it's just us shooting this shit.
Oh, dude, he's great.
He's so entertaining.
I don't want to spoil the topics that we got into.
Yeah, don't.
Because we got into it in the group text a little bit, and I keep telling him, like, Donnie, you cannot keep doing this here. You need to come do it on air. So he'll be back next week. We were going to try and do it this week. He can't do it this week. So we're going to do it next week. He's going to be on to do that episode. So make sure to tune in. It is going to be a fucking banger for sure.
Brace yourself. Definitely brace yourself.
Brace yourself indeed. All right. Anything else you want to wrap up, dude? I appreciate you coming on. This is a little shorter episode, but.
Yeah, I just want to say, hey, much love to you, man. I hope you're more successful than anybody else in the world. And I think you need to keep grinding. I really believe in you. And keep it up, brother.
Right on, right on. All right, everybody. We'll see you next week back here on Trapdoor to Hell. Make sure if you have any topics that you do want to bring up, and especially Donnie's coming on, if you have any questions for his dumbass, shoot him to the email, trapdoorpod@yahoo.com. Go like us on Facebook, Trapdoor to Hell. The Twitter is @TrapdoorPod. And now... this video will be up on YouTube for those of you who want to watch the podcast, Trapdoor to Hell on YouTube as well. You can go watch some of my old clips from when I used to stream Call of Duty. That's don't do that anymore, but watch this and keep enjoying, brother. Thank you very much. We'll see you next week. You're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go. Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. It's a track door to hell, I'ma let them all know. Yeah, straight out of Oakland, Alameda County, San Lorenzo, yay, proud to be a townie. They drop F-bombs cause they go off homes, but don't trip, take a trip to the moron zone. Go hard, bro, we ain't soft like ballads. Put us on the map, we don't ever toss salads. Curveball, it's a Dumbo drop, and we post it on the deck like a Funko Pop. Let's go. You're now tuned in to the show, seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go. Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. It's a trapdoor to hell, I'ma let them all know.
You're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go. Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. It's a track door to hell, I'ma let them all know.
From the town to the birds, put your hands to the sky. Hands to the sky, we about to get live. If you from the town, put your hands in the sky. Hands in the sky, we about to get live. If you from the east coast, put your hands in the sky. Hands in the sky, we about to get live. If you from the dirty south, put your hands in the sky. Hands in the sky,
you're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go. Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. It's a track door to hell, I'ma let them all know. You're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go. Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. It's a track door to hell, I'ma let them all know.